闵行区2020学年第二学期九年级质量调研考试英语试卷第一部分听力部分马上就要开始了，请同学们做好答题准备。现在开始试音。试音到此结束，现在开始做听力题。
Part 1 Listening
第一部分听力
Listening Comprehension
听力理解
Section A Listen and choose the right picture
根据你听到的内容选出相应的图片，每个句子念两遍。
1. The sign tells us to wash our hands regularly.
The sign tells us to wash our hands regularly.
2. Eddie is cleaning the table carefully, isn't he?
Eddie is cleaning the table carefully, isn't he?
3. It is convenient for people to attend online meetings at home.
It is convenient for people to attend online meetings at home.
4. My family watched the lantern show during the spring festival.
My family watched the lantern show during the spring festival.
5. Grandma Liang is an active member of the dancing group in our neighborhood.
Grandma Liang is an active member of the dancing group in our neighborhood.
Section B. Listen to the dialogue and choose the best answer to the question you hear.
根据你听到的对话和问题，选出最恰当的答案。对话和问题都念两遍。
6. Would you like a cup of tea or coffee?
Neither. A glass of water, please.
Question. What will the woman drink?
请再听一遍。
Would you like a cup of tea or coffee?
Neither. A glass of water, please.
Question. What will the woman drink? 7. Was it hot here last summer?
Yes, it was. August was much hotter than June and July.
Question. Which was the hottest month here last year?
请再听一遍。
Was it hot here last summer?
Yes, it was. August was much hotter than June and July.
Question. Which was the hottest month here last year?
8. Tomorrow is the open day. Are there enough chairs for the parents' meeting?
Yes, I've prepared 30.
I'm afraid we need 5 more.
Question. How many parents will probably come to the open day tomorrow?
请再听一遍。Tomorrow is the open day. Are there enough chairs for the parents' meeting?
Yes, I've prepared 30.
I'm afraid we need 5 more.
Question.How many parents will probably come to the open day tomorrow?
9. Why don't you go to bed, Bob? It's really late.
I have to finish this report. The professor will need it tomorrow.
Don't stay up too late.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers?
请再听一遍。Why don't you go to bed, Bob? It's really late.
I have to finish this report. The professor will need it tomorrow.
Don't stay up too late.
Question. What's the possible relationship between the two speakers? 10. Where did your family have dinner yesterday?
We went to a seafood restaurant in a shopping mall.
What did you think of the food there?
Oh, terrible. We will never go there again.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
请再听一遍。
Where did your family have dinner yesterday?
We went to a seafood restaurant in a shopping mall.
What did you think of the food there?
Oh, terrible. We will never go there again.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? 6. Listen to the passage and tell whether the following statements are true or false.
判断下列句子是否符合你听到的短文内容。符合的用 T 表示，不符合的用 F 表示。短文念两遍。
Mrs. Brown had just finished cooking when she heard a knock at the door. She was surprised because the postman and the milkman had already been there, and she wasn't expecting any visitors. She went into the front room, pulled the curtain back a little, and looked out of the window to see who it was. A man was standing on the steps leading to the front door. He was a tall man, wearing a big black hat pulled forward over his eyes, so it was difficult to see his face clearly. His shoes were old and dirty. He carried a small black bag in his hand. As she looked at him, Mrs. Brown remembered something she had read in the newspapers about old ladies who opened the doors to strangers and were hit on the head and had their things stolen. She felt frightened and decided not to open the door. She let the curtain fall back and waited. The man looked around quickly, put his hand in his pocket, took out some keys, and began to try them one by one in the front door. As soon as Mrs. Brown saw this, she picked up a phone quietly and dialed 911.
请再听一遍。Mrs. Brown had just finished cooking when she heard a knock at the door. She was surprised because the postman and the milkman had already been there, and she wasn't expecting any visitors. She went into the front room, pulled the curtain back a little, and looked out of the window to see who it was. A man was standing on the steps leading to the front door. He was a tall man wearing a big black hat pulled forward over his eyes, so it was difficult to see his face clearly. His shoes were old and dirty. He carried a small black bag in his hand. As she looked at him, Mrs. Brown remembered something she had read in the newspapers about old ladies who opened the doors to strangers and were hit on the head and had their things stolen. She felt frightened and decided not to open the door. She let the curtain fall back and waited. The man looked around quickly, put his hand in his pocket, took out some keys, and began to try them one by one in the front door. As soon as Mrs. Brown saw this, She picked up the phone quietly and dialed 911.
Section D. Listen to the passage and complete the following sentences.
听短文，完成下列内容，每空格限填一词，短文念两遍。
In science fiction films, we often see machines doing jobs that humans usually do. This is gradually coming true. By 2025,Machines will do more work than humans, according to a new report. The report says that in the next 5 years, machines will take up about 85 million jobs. This means that machines will deal with about half of all work tasks, almost twice as many as now. These jobs include factory workers, accountants, and mechanics.But people don't need to be worried about the situation. The report also shows that at the same time, 97 million new jobs will be created. New industries will be created as the society changes and develops. At present, countries around the world are focusing on areas like environmental protection, AI development, and elderly care.These jobs need human skills such as advising, decision-making, reasoning, and communicating. The report points out that people need to learn new skills to deal with the change of the society.
请再听一遍。In science fiction films, we often see machines doing jobs that humans usually do.This is gradually coming true. By 2025, machines will do more work than humans, according to a new report. The report says that in the next 5 years, machines will take up about 85 million jobs. This means that machines will deal with about half of all work tasks, almost twice as many as now. These jobs include factory workers,accountants, and mechanics. But people don't need to be worried about the situation. The report also shows that at the same time, 97 million new jobs will be created. New industries will be created as the society changes and develops. At present, countries around the world are focusing on areas like environmental protection, AI development,and elderly care. These jobs need human skills such as advising, decision-making, reasoning, and communicating. The report points out that people need to learn new skills to deal with the change of the society. 第一部分听力测试到此结束，请同学们继续答题。